So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Today is Tuesday, January 8th. We're talking about the president's primetime address to the nation tonight, his first live from the Oval Office, plus what to know about a new stock exchange, smart shelves at the grocery store, and hit shows like Grey's Anatomy and The Bachelor. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump will address the nation on primetime TV tonight. The Hill reports he'll make his case for a border wall or barrier. And one big question is, will Trump declare a national emergency and try to fund a wall without the approval of Congress? Some say it's not legal. Either way, the major TV networks plan to carry the address tonight, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern time. But the New York Times says top Democrats are demanding equal airtime on TV, saying Trump's speech will likely be filled with, quote, misinformation. And they need to be able to respond. And that's not all. The president also plans to travel to the southern border later this week. Remember, Democrats and the president have not been able to agree about funding a border wall or something like it. Trump still demands $5.7 billion for it. Democrats still call it a waste and won't vote for it. It's the main reason the partial government shutdown is still going on. Now, day 18. And now more federal workers are sharing their concerns about it, saying no paycheck means problems paying bills from student loans to credit cards to daycare. But some good news for millions of Americans. It turns out the White House is reversing a policy saying tax refunds will be paid during the shutdown after all. The Wall Street Journal reports the IRS has been operating with a pretty skeleton staff since the shutdown started, so it's not clear yet how this will all work. To be continued. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg missed some arguments in court for the first time in her more than two decades on the bench. That's right, she has not missed a day of arguments since she became a Supreme Court Justice in 1993. But right now, the AP reports she's working from home to make sure she can recover from cancer surgery last month. That said, she's expected to make a full recovery. Ginsburg is 85. Samsung has a surprise, and not the good kind. It's now the latest big tech company to announce it will not be hitting profit and sales estimates. Instead, Reuters reports Samsung expects a nearly 30% drop in quarterly profit. The South Korean company blames weak demand for its memory chips and growing competition for smartphones. Bloomberg points out the trade war between the U.S. and China has not helped the situation. They're the top two places for Samsung exports and, of course, the two largest economies. Remember, just last week, Apple said it's cutting sales and profit predictions as well and also blamed U.S.-China relations. Speaking of the U.S.-China trade war, talks are underway this week. In fact, it's day two of talks in Beijing. MarketWatch says don't expect a deal this week, but the hope is that these talks will lead to higher-level negotiations. So stay tuned. There could be a new kind of stock exchange coming. The Wall Street Journal reports a group of big banks and brokers like Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Fidelity, and more is planning to launch a new low-cost stock exchange. It's meant to compete with the well-established ones, New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. It would apparently be called Members Exchange, and it would offer lower fees. But first, it needs approval from the SEC, and the journal says that process can take a year or longer. But a new Members Exchange could become a reality in 2020.
quick thank you to this week's sponsor. That is the easiest wedding registry and so much more. It's called Zola. Zola lets you manage everything online and in one place, so it saves couples so much time. If I were getting married again today, I would definitely be using Zola. First of all, you get a free wedding website that takes just minutes to set up. You can choose from more than 100 beautiful website designs, so there are options for any couple's style and every type of wedding. And of course, you can put your Zola registry right on your wedding website, so guests have everything they need all in one place. And so do you. Plus, my favorite part about it, you can make that registry more personalized. Choose from 500 top brands from Cuisinart to Airbnb. You can ask for the blender and that once-in-a-lifetime experience all right there. So start your free wedding website and get $50 towards stuff on your registry on Zola by going to zola.com/newsworthy. Again, sign up and get some extra perks by going to zola.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. A foldable phone, a car with legs, and so much more. Big things happening at CES this week. It kicks off today in Las Vegas. The Consumer Electronics Show is one of the largest trade shows in the world. It showcases all things consumer tech, with the world's biggest tech companies and startups revealing all the gadgets. So what can you expect this year? Quartz says Samsung may fully reveal its foldable phone. Like a flip phone, but with a small screen on the outside and a bigger one inside, sort of combining a smartphone and a tablet in one. ABC News reports Hyundai may show us a concept car with legs, something that could be used in disaster zones so it could actually climb over rubble. 8K TVs, 5G-enabled devices, and smart homes are also expected to be big this year. And of course, lots of robots. We'll have updates here through the week as we hear of unique and interesting new tech. More grocery stores are going digital. Listen to this. America's largest supermarket chain, Kroger, is testing out smart shelves. Bloomberg reports shoppers are led by an app to the right aisle for the things on their shopping list. Then, once they're in the aisle, they'll see a personal icon appear on the digital shelf right below the item they're looking for. The smart shelves could also change prices and show personalized ads based on the customer. They even have sensors to help employees know when items might be out of stock or about to go bad. This futuristic way of shopping is thanks to a partnership between Kroger and Microsoft. They're likely trying to compete with Amazon, who already has those cashierless stores called Amazon Go. For now, Kroger is testing the smart shelves at two locations, but if all goes well, it could roll out to Kroger stores across the country, or even be sold to other grocery chains. The Clemson Tigers are now national champions. CBS Sports says Clemson became the first team in modern college football history to finish a season 15-0. The team also got its second national title in 3 years. Clemson dominated Alabama last night and won the college football national championship 44-16. Get ready to spend more to go to Disneyland. Ticket prices are going up again. The LA Times reports the cheapest daily ticket will now be more than $100. That's an increase of up to 25%. And it was just less than a year ago when the park's prices went up by 18%. One possible reason for the latest price hike? The $1 billion Star Wars expansion opening this summer. This week is sort of like the second premiere week of the 2018-2019 TV season. The Hollywood Reporter says at least 20 significant shows are making their series or season debuts this week. On the list, the new season of The Bachelor premiered last night, where Colton Underwood is basically dating 30 women at once. And next week, Grey's Anatomy, which, by the way, is about to become TV's longest-running primetime medical drama ever. ABC just added 3 more episodes to season 15, and that means it'll beat out NBC's ER. Remember that one? E! News says Grey's is now ABC's number one show of the season. And that's it for today. Thanks again for listening each weekday. And if you get value out of the show, please be sure to share The Newsworthy with your friends and leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. I would so appreciate it. And if you'd like to read more about any of the news stories we talked about in this episode, I list all the sources and story links for you in today's show notes. Just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.